I wish you could see this, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome.
Welcome.
We're so happy to have you.
Oh, yeah. So happy.
Listen so happy.
Yeah. It's hot.
It's hot in here.
Uh-huh.
It's 80 degrees.
It actually is very hot in here.
Yeah. But we like it that way.
Yeah. For once.
Yeah, usually it's freezing.
Yeah, it's freezing. They keep us in the fridge.
So, I mean, tonight was kind of a special night.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
More than one.
Many, in fact.
This is the night I was going to ask. Well, Jack, you and I were going to ask Will the important question.
Oh, no.
Yeah. How
are
your
bank accounts?
Oh.
Be honest.
Be honest.
I mean,
this is a safe space. Only we're only going to hear this.
Honestly, yeah. Being honest, and I'm so glad this is just a private conversation between me and my friends. Bad right now.
Bad.
Really?
Like, emotionally really wrecked, but physically pretty good.
So there's a lot of coins in your safety deposit box, but it hurts when they hit you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I couldn't have put it better myself.
We got to get a light off in here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think I can do that.
All right. Jack will go do that.
Jack's on the light, guys. Don't worry about it.
So to all our devoted fans, let's see how many listeners we have. He's having trouble with the chairs.
He's angry.
We have 9 listeners, supposedly. Oh. And 0 listeners for sure.
Okay. Which one of them is named supposedly?
9 of them are named supposedly.
We have 9 listeners, supposedly. Another listener.
Yeah, supposedly. This is for you.
There's a joke in this. I'm going to ruin it because I want you guys to hear it.
Sure.
It's funny.
Hell yeah.
There's a joke we came up with where it's like, there's this character and he's like, name's Brentaway. Names Brentor.
Yeah. Darren told me that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like the stupidest joke ever.
And you just gave it away for 9 people who are probably not going to come to your
9
show.
Robots.
9
would
robots.
Would be at the show because the cloud surrounds the show.
Show just exists within the cloud.
As does everything.
Cool. What?
Do you guys hear that humming?
I do. If you hear a humming, call in.
Is the AC on?
Tell Colin. Like,
it's just a weird.
Can we make sure mic 4 is off? You want to just pull
mic 4
down
off.
One by one?
Yeah, I'll pull them down one by one. All right, everyone, say something really deep and personal as
cows,
I pull you down.
Cows.
Wait, that's me I'm pulling down. Okay.
You're the buzz.
You are the buzz. We heard it.
Caleb, you're the buzz.
I'm the buzz?
You're the buzz.
You made it. You're in the bubs.
That's okay. All right, well, no. That's not okay.
That one is bad, too.
All right, well, then the buzz is staying.
The buzz is staying. That's fine.
Sorry.
Should we play a song?
Let's get some. What happened to our music?
Oh, I just thought I didn't want to waste the whole song. Don't worry.
Well, we have a great show for you tonight.
Oh, a great show.
We're so excited for you to hear this.
We planned a segment.
It's the first one that a good amount of us have been here without guests.
Yeah. But still not all of us.
Not all of us. Ryan, if you're listening, which you're not, come, dude. It's just us, your friends.
Yeah. It's a safe time. This hour that we have.
Yeah. So anyway, stick around, enjoy it. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
not that I don't love you. You know how much I do. And it's nice that I found someone to take the place of you. It's just a fear that builds within me every time you touch my hand.
I'm gonna walk.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of Guess That Guy. Where we ask you to guess that guy.
Guess that guy.
That's right. We all have a guy in mind.
Well, first, let's meet our panel.
Okay.
Over here on the right, he hails from Cleveland, Ohio.
Drink. My name is Drink.
Your name is Drink, and you are, it says here, a school teacher?
I'm actually a sponsor.
Of what?
The show.
Oh.
I'm a sponsor guy.
Drinks are special. Every week we have a different sponsor on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This week
and
it's
who
Drink.
Are you?
Well, it's me, Todd Frazier, your host, and I'm so happy to be here again with you all. Mm-hmm. And finally we have a
man who seems to know nothing at all.
But
I am the sponsor.
My name is Trap.
Oh, hey, Trap.
Trap, Drink, and Travis.
Todd Frazier,
not even close to the show, Drink. You don't even
you
know.
You sponsored.
That was one of the razzes from the segment. You would know Trap if you had been
Didn't
before.
Come to dress rehearsal.
Bummer,
sorry.
Trap.
All right, Todd, take us into the first segment.
Well, this guy, I'd be terribly surprised if he didn't know his way around some ceiling tiles.
Ooh. Okay.
All right. And what does the audience say?
We don't know yet.
All right, audience doesn't know. Let's go to Drink.
Drink says, that's Mr. Drink to you, Trap.
I'm sorry.
You think this guy cooks. You're pretty sure this guy cooks.
We have an audience, I think guests coming in on the guest dial here. Why don't we get
Trap is the guest that runs the phone.
Why don't we get a mic on the audience member, Dan? Also from Ohio.
Oh.
We filmed this in Ohio, so that makes sense.
Go Bears.
Yeah. You said something about ceiling tiles and something about food cooking. I'm gonna guess, is it me?
Well, thanks, Dan, and you're so close.
Okay.
And I hate to say you're not quite there, but uh-huh. I think this will help.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
I think this might clean
Sorry,
up
Dan.
Some of your issues.
Why don't you go back to Akron?
Ooh. Yeah,
go back to Akron, Dram. But you know what you can take is a cup of Drink. All right.
Ooh.
Buy Drink in 7-Eleven's near you.
Brought to you by Drink.
Brought to you by Drink.
All right, let's get another clue.
Well, this guy makes a living on the sea. But I think you knew that already.
For sure, or you... Okay.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
No.
I know what you said.
Yeah.
I heard what you were saying.
All right, I have one.
Mm-hmm.
He's not truthful in a conventional Western sense.
Mm.
But he's there for you when you want him to be.
He's got that capital T truth.
Capital yeah. T truth.
Drink has...
Uh-huh. Yeah, Drink.
I think I'm going to go for it.
Okay.
You have a guess?
I have a guess.
Drink, you know the person. We're trying to get the audience to guess.
Is that...
Oh, my God. You didn't read the packet. You poured in millions of dollars to this, and you don't even know.
I am your boss, Trap.
Oh, my God. I'm really
hey,
sorry.
Hey, can we keep this moving?
Let's
we'll
throw to another caller.
Fine. All right, another caller?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So...
Where are you from, sir?
What?
Where are you from, sir?
Where am I from?
Yeah, where are you from?
Florida.
Okay. They don't yell at me.
What's your name? What's your name?
I'm Jerry.
All right, Jerry. Jerry from Florida. Hey. You have a guess, Jerry.
Don't say where I'm from.
Oh, sorry.
I want to guess.
Go ahead, Jerry.
I want to guess for Drink.
Okay.
Do I win Drink if I guess?
Yes, you'll win a Drink. Why don't you tell him what he'll win?
You'll get some Drink. Yes. Great. Okay. I'm Jerry from Florida.
It's your final guess, Jerry,
here
for
we go,
a whole
Jerry.
Case of Drink.
I think it's God.
It's God. That's another episode of Guess That Guy. The answer, as always, is God.
It's God.
Tip your waiters, tip your priests, pay for your indulgences.
Thank you, God.
See you later.
I'm Drink.
So there's a dictionary in the studio here with us.
Mm-hmm.
We just found it. It was under one of the desks. And we wanted to just take turns reading some of the slang that we found in the dictionary.
Yeah, it's a special type of dictionary. We had one of our interns make it up.
Uh-huh.
It's from it's some pretty wacky slang you hear across the states.
Yeah.
Maybe
oh, yeah.
Next week we'll do some international stuff, but we felt like we should keep it local
because
we are premiering this segment for the second time.
Right.
Yeah, maybe we should just jump in.
Okay. Hit us with some of them.
Yeah, so apparently in Louisiana, if you're in certain parts of the Cajun country, you can say cool by saying from behind.
Wow, so, use that in a sentence.
Wow, whoa. That crawdad tastes from behind.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, I will start using that more.
Yeah, that's good.
It's right off the tongue.
Yeah, you get, it's, you know, you get an image of it.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
from behind.
It's an image I like.
This is a classic. Cast iron.
Uh-huh.
You know? Ooh, man. That car is cast iron.
I don't want that to hit me.
No.
It's
built well. It's sturdy. Just like a Yeti cooler.
Uh-huh. Sponsorship.
Sponsored by Yeti coolers. Uh-huh. And drink. Then there's leather, which is cast iron's more, it's a larger region. Leather is cast iron, but only in the Southwest.
Mm. Yeah. Of course.
Mm. Okay, great. Yeah. These are weird. How about these ones? This one is sad. But that means cool, but in a quiet way. That's from Alaska. Like,
oh, okay.
Wow. When he walked in with his cigarettes and cool slick back hair, that was really sad.
And I feel like Alaska, so I heard only 40% of it is accessible
by
car. So it's like the way he flies that plane is so sad.
So sad. so sad.
Right.
What about this one? This one means when you're like super level headed, you're like in charge of the situation. That's so sterile of you.
Okay. Right.
Wow. Oh, he's. Totally I mean, I would want to be with him in a knife fight
because
he's sterile.
Would it make sense to say that urine is sterile?
No.
Explain.
Urine is can't be level-headed because that's it's a drink.
Oh, okay. But that judge is sterile.
The judge is sterile.
Yes.
Great. Also in the Southwest, you could say, I went horse and girdle, which means you started studying dance at a local university.
I've actually heard that one.
Yeah, my parents actually say that one.
Your parents went horse and girdle?
Did your parents go horse and girdle?
They must have.
I hear it's like taking a gap year.
Mm.
Yeah, where you just, you know, you dedicate yourself to dance at University of Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
Explains my dad's graceful elegance.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, what about this one?
Definitely true.
This one is phlegm, and that means your pale friend. That's my phlegm.
That's my phlegm.
That's my phlegm. Can't go to the beach without a lot of sunscreen. Gotta bring my phlegm.
Gotta bring phlegm.
Uh-huh.
Could you have a best phlegm?
Yes,
or would that be kind of weird to
best
comment
phlegm.
On someone?
You are one of my best phlegms.
What about a phlegmony?
Phlegmony? Yeah, if you don't like them because they're
that's
so
that's not how slang works. We don't just invent
it. Yeah, I mean, you're right. I'm sorry.
We find it.
We Hubris. Find it in this dictionary.
All right, hit us with another one.
When something is tolerant, apparently, this is in the Midwest, it's tolerant when it's really, really spicy, but still handleable.
Handleable.
These
handleable.
Churros? Tolerant.
Tolerant.
Yeah.
Wow. Allowing
okay,
us
what about
to
this
eat
one?
Them.
This is, these are a couple that are all in a row here.
Okay.
So this, the word bapt means tired. Like, man, I am bapt.
After the long day of work, I am bapt.
Yeah.
The word waft means bapt. I am waft.
Oh, God, a long day of work, I am waft.
And the word tired means waft.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
So what means bapt?
This one is blasphemous, which is when you're really well known for defying God.
There's so many blasphemers.
Uh-huh. What's an example?
Blasphemer. Drink.
Oh, God. That guy's the
Judas.
Worst. Judas.
Oh,
total
the ultimate.
He's on the tip of my tongue.
Yep.
This is a great one.
Mm.
A Beavis flytrap.
Oh, okay.
Which is a lawnmower who only uses gas mowers.
Oh, cool. That's cool. So a lawnmower is the occupation.
Yeah, it's the person who mows lawns.
Got it. What about this one? Michael's way. When you do something Michael's way, you take the easy way out. No. You're lazy. You're
can't
Michael.
Ever go Michael's way.
Interesting. Uh-huh. So, like, could you talk a little bit more about the etymology of that?
It comes from Latin for Michael, which means lazy.
Oh.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Very interesting.
How about this one? Tip top lip job. That is a compliment on one's plastic surgery. Hey, that's a tip top lip job you have there. That one is, that's pretty contemporary, actually. Actually invented on the ISS.
Really? Mm.
Interestingly.
By which nationality?
By the AI that they put up there to keep the astronauts company. It was initially the Sudoku AI came up with that.
And this week's dictionary slang book segment is brought to you by ISSAI.
ISSAI.
Yeah.
It, in a way, your only friend.
In a way, the cloud we're all inside of.
Have a great night. What's our next segment? We have a correspondent, I hear, at... Where is he?
Symphony Hall, Boston University of the Arts.
Wow, great. Wow.
Yeah, so the biggest venue and known for its tallest sound.
Great. Well, so we are going to go live to him in just a few seconds.
Okay.
And see what he has to say.
All right, and so this is Michael Ingridson. Oh, he's not going to like that Michael
On
segment.
On to the bird house,
here he is,
where every kind of bird imaginable is whirling and wheeling around. This is a real acrobatic act for our gifted young flute player, Paula Robeson.
Yeah.
to remind all our loyal listeners that this is I Wish You Could See This, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We wouldn't be doing our civic duty if we didn't transmit a little bit of knowledge onto you. So here's a PSA. Dried fruit. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Let me repeat that. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits. Many dried fruits are an excellent source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugar, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I'll read that list one more time. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes. Cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears. Peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, star fruit, guava, papaya.
It's good.
You're right.
We've been working on it. We've been writing it for months.
Trust in the material.
It's going to be great.
Okay. You need to go in first?
Yeah, but can you start talking first?
Sure, okay. But you have to walk in first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come in.
Okay.
Hey, hi, I'm Mr. Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Johnson.
And what are your two names?
You go first.
I'm Tim.
Franklin.
Tim.
Tim and Franklin.
Franklin Johnson and Tim.
And Tim.
Franklin. Which one of you is Franklin Johnson?
That's Franklin
Johnson. Franklin Johnson.
Franklin Johnson. Okay. Genius, Franklin Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm Tim. Right,
thanks.
Well,
you're
we are on the
too,
air.
Tim.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
You know, you guys know the premise of the show.
Yep.
We here at NPR will buy a script from you if you impress us on the air.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I won't diddle-daddle. Our listeners know what's up, so now you just have to impress them.
Okay, well...
And me, but mostly
sure.
Just thanks for having us. We're so happy to be here.
Yeah.
Sure. You want to take it off from the start?
Well, I think beginning is your idea.
What's the title, guys?
Okay, the title of the show is What's the Deal with Neapolitan Ice Cream?
Is it a game show?
No, it's a deeply...
It's a mini-series. It's a documentary mini-series.
It's a mini-series. We were at FX before this.
Yeah.
How many episodes?
We were thinking...
Well, 7 or 8.
7 or 8 episodes.
But if it gets to 12 or 13, we wouldn't be...
We would not have... Because what is the deal with Neapolitan?
Okay. So what's the pilot episode called?
Pilot episode is... This is the deal with Neapolitan ice cream.
Lost in Brooklyn.
There's a colon.
There's a colon in between those.
Lost in Brooklyn.
Okay. All right, who are our major characters?
Well, we follow our ice cream shop, the Frozen Spoon, in their journey to bring back the traditions of Neapolitan ice cream, and it's so important
to the
store owners, Lisa and Martin.
Lisa and Martin.
And their son is trying to get into college, and they need the money from this store, or it's just not going
to
happen.
So they're trying to get college money from a Neapolitan ice cream store.
They opened up... So the recession hit.
Right.
Which recession?
The recession.
The recession.
They opened up...
What time frame is this show?
This show is taking place in 2009, just after.
We have all the footage.
Okay.
I'm sorry, is this a documentary?
It's a documentary miniseries.
Well, it's a documentary in the sense that we modeled it on the style of documentary. It is fiction.
Oh, he's right.
Did you not know it was fiction?
I thought we talked about that.
Well, I must have gone.
You and I wrote scripts together. You wrote scripts.
No, listen.
If you came up with the lines, how could it possibly?
Okay, all right.
Okay, anyway.
What happens in the episode?
Picture it. The stock market, lowest it's ever been. Jobless people. Housing bubble popped. You can hear it deflating. Neapolitan ice cream is the only thing that we can now bond over.
What about the internet?
No internet. Neapolitan ice cream, I'll tell you why. Internet's one color. Neapolitan ice cream is three colors.
What is... Okay, maybe I misunderstood. What is Neapolitan ice cream?
Neapolitan ice cream is an amalgamation of the three best flavors of ice cream.
Strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla.
That doesn't sound very good.
And in the same way the world and America just needs to come together right now, this ice cream just really shows us how to unite.
Diverse. I'm sorry. I'll say it. Diversity.
Diversity. And that's the word.
That's the word.
That's the word that's going to drive this show. And the word that drives Martin and Lisa's story, really, is diversity.
So when you're down in your luck, okay, and you got to get your kid into, where does he want to go?
Stanford.
Uh-oh. Guess what the bill is at Stanford. You might know.
Like $80,000.
$80,000, exactly. Every year, on the dot. You're not going to be making that money when Martin was fired from his manufacturing job.
Nope. I'm not going to be making that
money.
Sorry,
I mean you in the bigger sense.
You and the royal you.
One will not be making
that
money.
Please don't talk about my weight. What happens?
All right. Well, you really want us to tell you?
Yeah. Give me a little bit.
Wrote the pilot to hook the audience because that's what a good pilot should do.
Yeah. And why am I sitting here unhooked?
We haven't gotten to the plot.
We haven't gotten to the pilot yet.
That's the problem.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's a cold open, one might say, on the frozen spoon.
Keep going.
Okay. Thanks.
Frozen spoon.
On the frozen
spoon. Interior day.
Day. And it's... It's beautiful.
Daniel Day Lewis is our star. We'll say it. We've already got him attached.
Really?
I couldn't keep a secret. I'm sorry. His people are going to be all over me, but we have Daniel Day Lewis.
I keep saying Martin. I'm talking about the actor. It's Martin Short.
Martin Short is playing Martin.
Martin Short and Daniel Day Lewis are signed.
They're signed.
They're signed. We have them.
Can I buy this from you now?
Well, we have a lot of other networks.
Yeah.
Wait.
Just a lot of other networks.
Wait. Would they be willing to... When are you... Have you planned?
Well...
To what degree are they involved?
They're involved in the sense that we have them.
Yeah. We want to hold, like, a bidding war? We're here to actually invite you to come on our show next
weekend.
Tables
are turning. The tables are spinning right now.
Are you blackmailing them?
No.
It's not blackmail.
It's not blackmail. When it's all fun and games, it's ice cream, my friend.
Okay.
That's the tagline for the show. It's not blackmail. When it's all fun and games, it's ice cream, my friend.
Okay. I'm starting to get hooked.
Okay, listen.
Okay.
So you can picture it now. Interior, Daniel Day-Lewis, Martin Short, standing over a freezer. There it is. I'll be Martin Short. Hey! he's a big host.
Do you know the lines?
I mean, we wrote them.
Are you improvising, or is that what we do?
We could do it with you. We do want to... I mean, we want to give... I mean, he's a fantastic improviser. We want to give him as much liberty as he needs. We want to give him liberty. Aaron Short should have liberty on set. And Daniel Day-Lewis, though, he loves his scripted. What we actually did is we wrote Daniel Day-Lewis's lines. Martin Short will fill them in. So you can be Daniel Day-Lewis. I'll be Martin Short.
Let me pull up my lines. So you wrote all of Daniel Day-Lewis's lines and you wrote none of Martin Short's lines?
I could not have put
so
it better myself.
So we wrote 50% of the lines and 50% of the lines are improvised.
Okay. Do they know that? Do the actors know that?
Martin Short knows that.
Okay. But Daniel Day-Lewis thinks... What project does Daniel Day-Lewis think he's walking into? What did you tell Daniel Day-Lewis?
Okay.
Well, we all saw The Phantom Thread.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I did not.
You didn't see it. Phantom Thread was about... a sweater and the things that went into making that sweater.
It was actually a mini series documentary.
Yep. He doesn't know what documentary means.
It was a mini documentary series.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. Anyway, look, here's what we'll say. We have networks crawling up our backs with their networky hands, trying to get their hands on our Daniel Day-Lewis
and Martin Short
duo.
And we know you want in on it.
So we're going to tell you three of the networks that are interested, and then we're going to take a quick break. Yeah, that's right. We call the shots here.
Oh, man.
So why don't we list them off? Okay, the network Scrabble. That's right. Scrabble the game is starting a streaming service. They're interested. What else?
Fire TV. Fire Festival, huge success. Make a TV producer,
TV
right?
producer. TV streaming
TV
service.
Producer.
Fire Festival. Okay. Last one. Michelin.
The Michelin?
The Michelin tire
company.
Of
traction.
Can I tell you guys something?
Uh-huh.
NPR stands for Scrabble Fire Michelin.
I knew it.
Are bowing down to me. And I am cutting to commercial.
No!
You'll always be my day one. Day zero when I was no one. I'm nothing but myself. You are no one else. Thankful you're my day one. Thankful you're my. I got lucky finding you. I won't make the day that I came across you. 'Cause when you're with me, I don't feel blue. Not a day goes by that I would not redo. Everybody wants. It's easy when you try hard enough. Yes, right.
I feel like we never got to the heart of the story.
I know. I mean, we really wanted to love it.
I mean, he's got to love it.
I know, but I feel like the star power is what's dragging us down. We have all these networks want an offer, and they're...
It's not about us anymore.
Yeah.
We lost it.
The heart. I mean, we put hours into this thing. Only hours.
Only a few hours.
The project was only hours.
It's only hours.
I think we should fire the talent. We're gonna
fire the talent.
We're firing the talent, and you know what? You and I are gonna start.
Yeah.
And that's gonna blow him out.
It's gonna
freaking
blow
water.
His mind.
Uh huh.
He's not gonna know what hit him.
Nope. He'll take our offer. All right. Come in here.
Okay. Let's. Can we go back in now?
Yeah. All right. We'll go in.
Okay.
Let us in.
Can we come back?
Come on. We discussed your offer. All right,
so,
sir.
You guys have reevaluated your pitch.
We have.
Yeah, we know what the problem was.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hang on. I'm getting a phone call. One second. Sorry.
Uh-huh. No, I told you, this is I Wish You Could See This, and you were listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Okay. Well, I'm busy. I'll call you after. Okay, thanks. I'm so sorry.
What should I be concerned about that?
No, no, don't worry about it.
It's okay.
Separate thing.
It's his mouth.
So what we decided...
We love Martin and we love Daniel, mm-hmm. and obviously they're so close to our
and
house.
We're on first name basis. Mm-hmm.
But, we, I mean, we just think that...
The talent is confusing the project. It's bringing us down, okay? Mm-hmm. We are having networks all over us. We're confused. We should be on the same side.
Yep.
The star power is proving toxic.
I thought you only wrote... You wrote these lines specifically for these actors, and half of them are not written.
Well, what is acting?
And what is acting? I will say, there are only two people in the writing process, in the producing process, that can understand the lines. And it's the actors who they're written for,
but also the writers.
Who wrote them?
Who wrote for the actor.
Who wrote for the actors.
So here's our new pitch. We're going to star.
Okay.
Me, Franklin Johnson.
And me, Tim. And we're going to be all the star power that our little show, Neapolitan Ice Cream and What Is It, is going to need. Here in Brooklyn. What do you say?
What do you say?
We're offering it.
You want it?
Yep.
I'll take it.
Oh, my God.
Tim! But.
Frank. My name's
Franklin.
Franklin
Johnson.
There has to be an animated drink.
Oh, is this a... Are you guys owned by Drink?
Sponsored by Drink?
Drink owns NPR.
Oh. Not again.